This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
A judge rejected a motion to detain an activist over her social media posts. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania's milk prices are the second highest in the country. Rutter's is expanding. And if you've ever wanted to lease a historic home, now's your chance. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The day Brackenridge Police Chief Justin McIntyre was shot and killed, Pittsburgh activist Nikki Jo Dawson posted on Facebook, quote, "Off the pigs," reports the Tribune Review. Dawson's post additionally read, quote, "A pig died tonight. They want us to cry over it. They will use this to exterminate us and call it looking for a suspect." In response to these posts, District Attorney Stephen A. Zappolo Jr. filed a motion to detain Dawson, who was on probation after pleading guilty to arson and criminal mischief charges, for the post's quote-unquote violence-inciting nature, and therefore requested a probation violation hearing. The motion adds that Dawson was in violation of probation because she failed to pay fees for electronic monitoring. Common Pleas Judge Kelly E. Bigley denied this request on Friday, however, writing, quote, "While the social media posts attributed to the defendant are shocking, abhorrent, and appalling, neither the Commonwealth's motion or brief address the issue of the defendant's First Amendment rights or whether making such posts actually violated a condition of the defendant's probation." Bigley additionally noted that Dawson had paid all of her electronic monitoring fees. Pennsylvania has the second highest milk prices in the United States, reports PennLive. In a new report that may actually cause some people to cry over spilt milk, MilkPick averaged out the milk prices of each state and found that Pennsylvania's was the number two most expensive at $4.92 a gallon. And factoring in other items such as average family income, Pennsylvania also came in fourth overall in states where milk is the least affordable. Hawaii's prices are by far the highest out of them all, with the state's lack of dairy farms and inflation bumping prices to an average $5.94 a gallon. Rutter's is expanding, states Philly Voice. The convenience store and gas station chain announced last week that it's adding 50 new stores over the next 5 years in locations including some in Pennsylvania, plus some first-ever spots in Delaware and Virginia. These new Pennsylvania locations will include walk-in beer caves, wine selections, and seats for over 30 people. Details on this expansion and these stores' precise locations have yet to be revealed. If you've ever wanted to lease a historic home, now's your chance, says PennLive. Gettysburg National Military Park has put four such homes up for lease, homes that are right, quote, "in the heart of the battlefield." These include the Bushman Farmhouse, which is right by other well-known sites like Little Round Top and Devil's Den, and the Rose Farmhouse, which is known in American history as the bloodiest farm after about 20,000 soldiers died around the property. Anyone can lease these homes, but you have to submit all the required documents to do so by Monday, March 27th. Also, keep in mind the potential number of ghosts you'll be getting along with the property. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, head on over to PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast and to share it around with people you think would enjoy it, too. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in a PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.